Hachette Audio presents The Paris Apartment, written by Kelly Bowen, read by Marissa Corlin, Gemma Dawson, Holly Lee, and Steve West. To the unsung heroes who fought hatred and persecution with uncommon courage and strength, your sacrifice and efforts will not be forgotten. Chapter 1. Aurelia. Paris, France. 10th of June, 2017. The woman was nude. Painted in a swirl of angry scarlets and oranges, the woman's arms were flung over her head, her hands outstretched, her hair a cloud of midnight floating behind her. Caught in the shaft of light that fell through the open apartment door, she gazed out with dark eyes from her canvas, angry and accusing, as if she resented the intrusion into her space and privacy. Leah froze in the open doorway, one hand clutching the heavy key and the other gripping the packet of neatly organized legal papers that said she had every right to be here, and that this unknown apartment, along with all its contents, now belonged to her.
"It is an incredibly valuable property,"
the lawyers had assured her.
"Your grandmother must have adored you,"
the administrative assistant had said enviously as she had examined the printed address. And Leah hadn't replied to any of them because grandmère's motives in death were as murky as they had been in life, and Leah couldn't be sure that adoration had figured in either.
"Utilities should be on," the building's concierge said from the top of the stairs behind Leah. The property caretaker was a surprisingly young woman with a close-cropped pink bob and a quick smile, who had introduced herself simply as Celeste. Leah had liked her immediately.
"I'm not often in the office, but I'm always around if you need anything else.
Just ring me."
"Thank you," Leah replied faintly, slipping the key into her pocket.
"You said on the phone this place was your grandmother's?"
Celeste leaned casually on the stair railing.
"Yes, she left."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?